Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Community Financial's very own Blake Woods. He's here talking about the credit union's recent launch of their Close Enough account, which is a cash flow boosting checking account, especially for those or that sector of the membership that are vulnerable to overdraft fees or NSF fees, that those types of instances where they can get into a jam. So Blake is here to tell us all about it. Here we are live here with Mr. Blake Woods from Community Financial Credit Union in the great state of Michigan. And we were just talking before the recording got started that his Michigan State Spartans were ousted from the tournament this past weekend. So my apologies and my sympathies go out to you, Blake.
Thanks, Mike. You know, it was a tough night for Spartan basketball fans, but the good news, our hockey team clinched the Big Ten championship that night. We're going to be a one seed in that tournament, so better days ahead for that team.
Sounds like it. Well, good stuff. So, well, congrats on that one. And my Aztecs are still in the tournament. That's why I'm clad in my alumni, whatever the proper grammar is on that one, wardrobe here. But sad to say that San Diego State doesn't have a hockey team. I'm sorry, Blake. So we won't be facing you in the Big Ten tournament this year. So nothing to worry about there.
Okay, good.
All right, hey, let's leave the sports to Sports Center.
You got it.
And let's talk about this cool new account that you guys have just launched called Close Enough. And I love the way you guys spelled it as well. So it's really catchy, and obviously the thought and the philosophy behind it is pretty darn cool. And I also want to say hi to everybody on LinkedIn, X, YouTube, everyone who's watching live. So that said, let's talk about Close Enough, shall we? What is it? Well, I mean, for those one or two people out there who may not have seen the press release and all the announcements and stuff, like, what is Close Enough? Share with us, what is this account all about?
Yeah, we've been trying to get the word out ever since we got back from GAC. We think we've stumbled upon something pretty creative in the financial services space. And you can think of Close Enough as Michigan's first checking account. It's designed to empower women and address financial hardships caused by gender inequality. And so, Mike, you know, when thinking about my role, you know, what I try to do at the credit union is take insights, apply a little creativity to them, and then make impact with them. And one of the things we saw when we looked at our fee schedule and we talked to legislators out in D.C. around, fees just in February. I know you were out there as well.
Oh, yeah.
They disproportionately impact, you know, a few groups that we at Community Financial are intentional about serving. So we found that women with children, Black and Hispanic women, and those earning less than $60,000 per year are disproportionately impacted by overdraft and NSF fees. That didn't feel right to us. So basically, one of the ways that we're driving revenue is from some of the most vulnerable groups that, again, we're very intentional about declaring that we want to do better for. And so that's where the Close Enough came to be. So long roundabout way of getting to your question, but it's a new account here at CFCU. Members don't have to opt in or do anything to become part of the Close Enough program. And what we're going to do, simply, we can go through these more in details, is we're going to cover overdraft for our members up to $50. We don't think that a cup of coffee or, you know, missing your budget by $40 one month should impact into, you know, a series of fees for you. So as long as you can get it within 50, you're close enough for us, hence the name. And we're also going to lower our NSF fee from $25 down to $9. And again, that's to impact those groups we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. We felt that $25 fee was a bridge too far. And so $9 is the new fee there. And we're eliminating any sort of overdraft transfer fees. So if you've got to move money from account A to account B to cover yourself, that's a feature of membership. We're not going to charge you for that.
Right on. Good for you guys. Yeah, I just want to show a quick slide here of the webpage that you guys are featuring it. So love this. Can you tell me the story behind this? And because I like this. We got this. We've got you. So it kind of goes to what you guys are doing for this this certain group of women, right?
Yeah, you know, and I go back to insights, and whether it was our mom's focus group or just our, you know, general focus groups that we did of people of all genders, ages, right? Everyone said one of the most stressful things is just trying to, you know, the term they use is balance the checkbook, right? But they don't have a checkbook anymore. They've got multiple subscriptions going in and out of accounts, all sorts of different online payments and money transfer vehicles to manage. And we just feel like in today's more complex world, we want to give people a little bit more grace. And so actually, historically at CFC, we always had a $5 kind of buffer for folks. We never thought a cup of coffee should, you know, turn into $30 worth of fees.
Exactly.
And just to keep up with, you know, maybe to bring it up to times, we're increasing that benefit to $50. That close enough spelling is trademarked. So this is something that we'll really start to brand ourselves around, Mike. It will become hopefully what CFCU is known for. If you're, you know, close enough here, we'll do right by you.
So how does it work? So somebody said, you know, they buy that cup of coffee for $3 or however much it is. I don't buy coffee, so I have no clue. or if you go to Starbucks, it can probably cost you $50. I don't know. But but in case you don't have that money in the account, so share with me that process. How does it work, and how does it kind of save somebody from paying an exorbitant overdraft fee or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. So, we just won't charge a fee if the account's overdrawn by $50 or less.
Okay.
So they'll get some sort of alert, and we'll let them know a lot of the other liquidity solutions we've got in the portfolio. For one example, we're the first credit union in Michigan to launch buy now, pay later on the debit card. So if you make a huge, maybe a large purchase, you can retroactively, you know, within 60 days, go back and spread that payment out over a few months. Right. So basically, we're just going to alert the members to let them know they've entered that kind of buffer zone, but there'll be no fee put in place until they cross that threshold.
Okay, my antennas just went up here, Blake, because you're almost combining two super cool features for the members to really, again, give some grace, I guess, right? So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Close Enough program is, you know, inclusive of that buy now, pay later addition that we've made. We also have early pay, so if you have your direct deposit coming to CFCU, you know, you'll have access to that cash 2 days early. So we're really trying to make sure that, like, our liquidity solutions or our cash flow process feels distinct and different than any other bank or credit union you work with. Mm-hmm. And that just starts, Mike, with, again, doing that insights work, hearing directly from our constituents where the pain was and solving for that. You know, we're going to put about $1.2 million back into our members' pockets through this program. And, you know, I think some of our CFOs that are watching live, you know, that can give you maybe a little heartburn. But I heard Todd Harper on your show, Mike, and he was talking about Blockbuster's over-reliance on late fees kind of well into their managed decline, I think would be the nice way to say it. Those last few years where it went for them. We know that this isn't the way forward for us. So it's a step in the right direction. I think it's a huge delight for our members. Again, they don't need to take any action. They're automatically in the program. And you know, these fees are being dramatically reduced or removed effective April 1st. So it's a big win for our credit union members.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned that the interview that I had with Todd, and he compared it with Blockbuster and paying those fees as they were kind of in their downward spiral, if you will. And I know this isn't probably for every credit union, and I know you don't speak for other credit unions, but what's your advice for other credit unions who may want to consider something like this based on what you guys have learned so far from those pain points that you discovered from your members? And this particular, you know, this particular group of women that are banking with you guys?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think across industries, you can see examples of very smart firms that are getting away from fees and like leaning more into subscription or premium offers. So, you know, find other ways to offset, you know, that lost income if you're, you know, worried about the impact this could make on the balance sheet. I don't think the best strategy is to continue to fee your most vulnerable members. You know, I think that has diminishing returns, and there'll even be, you know, legislative pressure against that. I think if I'm reading the tea leaves from our trip to DC correctly out there. So get ahead of this, like take action now, be proactive. And whether it's like investment through QSO, whether it's again, some of those subscription ideas, there's plenty of other ways that we can create value in the world without, you know, levying a fee or a tax on the most vulnerable in our society. Yeah.
And with today's data being so, or yeah, I guess data, you can look at the data and it's so personalized that you can see who these people are, right? And so you can, I guess, let's say target this type of service toward them, but you know, hey, this is for you, you know? So is that kind of what you guys, how you guys approached it as well with almost the personalization of it as well?
Yeah, we were definitely intentional in like speaking to, you know, this being a big push for us around women. We know that women are often, I think I had a stat like 95% of households have a female directly involved in the financial decision making. But oftentimes I think banks and credit unions don't speak directly to that group. So this is a program for all. It'll apply to you know, at all of our members, but we wanted to be intentional about who, like why we made this change, who we're trying to solve for and who we're trying to do better by. And I think that's important.
Indeed. Indeed. All righty, sir. Well, anything else here to add to wrap up? I think this is kind of a great launch pad for you guys to get this going. I'd love to maybe check back in 6 months and see how it's going. I'm sure it's going to snowball really well for you guys and even maybe spark some new ideas out there with other credit unions too. So, and that's why I enjoy having you guys on so often, because you guys at Community Financial are always up to something. It's always really cool and really fun and really good for your membership and the industry as well. So I always enjoy having you guys on. So anything else to add, Blake, before I let you get back to work?
I just appreciate the time as always to tell our story, Mike. And yeah, we will definitely check back in with you. This is kind of the launching pad, the start.
Yep.
Close enough what you see on the screen here. And we'll continue to iterate. I think the more traction and awareness and, you know, frankly, engagement we can get from our members through this first step will just enable us to keep doing more and more member-centric stuff. And my colleagues will make fun of me because I keep bringing it back to sports. We started our metaphor off of sports, and I'll end it. But we'll have to do an episode in the fall as we gear up for year two of our Lions partnership. We've got some fun product stuff brewing on that side as well. So there you go. I've bookended sports on either side of our interview.
That's why you are where you are these days, Blake. You know the game. So good stuff. Already, and pardon the pun on that one as well. But yeah, look forward to having you guys back on for sure to talk about your Lions partnership, which is super cool as well. So already, sir, thanks again. Congrats on this successful launch of Close Enough. I know it's going to do some fantastic things for your members at your credit union and spark some ideas in the rest of the industry as well. So keep up the good work there at Community Financial. Already, Blake?
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.